The Mooney Show on RTE Radio 1. Text now to 51551 or email mooney at rte.ie.
I bet people are hating that sound, and some of you love it. It's great to be back. First programme in a long time. And what has happened since we've been away, Brenda? Do you know what's happened?
Well, let me see. Ireland are playing another match tomorrow against Moldova. And they barely scraped through.
How is Robbie Brady, by the way?
Well, he's not with the squad this time, but believed to make a full recovery.
I was watching it.
Yeah.
In a
nasty
pub. Clontarf, and people thought he'd swallowed his tongue when they were watching the match. No, but I was talking about other things.
Yes.
Europe, it's never going to be the same again, you know.
Never.
No, not since the UK voted in favour of Brexit. And then we had Brexpit. Do you know what Brexpit is? The split of Hollywood's hottest couple, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, reminding us that there's no such thing as the perfect family, with the exception of yourself.
Of course.
And proving the old adage that you can't make an omelette without cracking a few eggs, the Great British Bake Off is sliced off the BBC's editorial cake in... Bakes it.
That's very good.
I'm not sure about that one. Can you come up with anything better? You can text 51551. Also, we have a great prize for you today in our quiz. It's a two-night break for two people, including breakfast each morning and an evening meal for two in the four-star award-winning Castleknock Hotel and Country Club in Dublin. To be in with a chance to win, text us your name now if you want to take part in the quiz to 51551. But do it now. Anyway, Brenda, it's good to be back.
Yes, dear.
Thank you for coming in. How was How was the thing you were on?
Yeah, it was very good, actually. It lasts for 4 weeks. It's over. So it was like a mini kickstart. Get you ready for Christmas. Get you back on track. So it wasn't the big extended version that they have in January, which is 8 weeks long. So it was 4 weeks. Five C-list celebrities, except for me. I was a D-lister. And
don't put yourself down
I'm
like that. There's plenty
joking.
Of people out there who'll do that for you.
Yeah, that's true too. So yeah, so it was full on, Derek. So it was really kind of changing the way you prepare food, the food that you eat, increasing the kind of exercise you do, or else getting you to do some exercise, getting you to do resistance training, getting a feel good kind of, I suppose, community reaction in your local area. So it was full on, and you had a camera following you 24/7. So
that must have been a pain in the face.
Well, it wasn't.
And actually in the rear, because they show people's bottoms a lot in those programmes, don't they?
There was a lot of bottoms and spare tyres shown.
Did you have a lot of bottoms walking with you around the roads of Kildare?
I did. It was really interesting. Before it even started, when it was announced that I was doing it, a friend of mine said, do you need company on the walk? And I said, that'd be lovely. Yeah, let's arrange a walk. And about 80 people turned up. And if you remember the beginning of September.
I do.
The weather was only beautiful.
Beautiful.
And all the kiddies were out in their scooters and their bikes and everything. And we walked that fat arse boulevard from Johnstown to Kill and back. Very fast.
Was it a bit like Bad Short? Kill Miss Gully.
You know that walk he does with the girls?
Sorry,
yeah.
Let's go for a stroll.
So yeah, so I had loads of people, but it was everybody knew you were doing it.
Of course, it's on telly.
It's on telly.
It reminds me. I shouldn't hark back to the old days, but anyway, years ago I was doing Winning Streak, and this lady won all around her.
Yeah.
Now she was a bit on the elderly side, but during the program she tugged on my jacket and she said, "Don't mention anything about the money I've won. I'm not speaking to the other fella." And I looked at her and said, "You do realise you're on television." And she was obviously living in the house with her husband, but they weren't, you know,
talking,
having relations anymore.
Yes.
And they weren't talking. And for some reason, this woman thought nobody was ever going to know she was on television and had won about €65,000.
I'd say people would have known pretty fast that was going to happen. But I was in Tesco's then in the middle of it, right?
Yes.
And about 10 o'clock at night. And we're about week two or three into the programme. And one of my kids rang and said, "Oh, can you get us a packet of popcorn, please?"
Dear. Oh, dear.
So I'm standing looking at the crisp aisle and I'm trying to figure out where is the popcorn. And a woman comes up to me and she practically assaults me. And she goes, "Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't get the crisps." And I go, "Well, actually, it's not for me. It's for my daughter." But the more you say that, the more they kind of go, "Yeah, whatever. Whatever." But I will never, ever, ever be able to order a takeaway or a muffin again.
But what weight did you start at? And did you lose any weight? And have you kept it off?
Well, I think the first thing I have to say And the biggest achievement so far is I've managed to keep it off.
Well done.
And that's like 3 or 4 weeks later, because I could have had a quick blowout and you'd be up 3 or 4 pounds. So I started out at 13.5 pounds.
No, hang on a second.
Yeah.
What weight were you?
When I started,
yeah.
13 stone, 3 pounds.
And is that heavy for a girl?
That is very, well, I'm only 5'1".
Okay.
Well, I thought I was 5'2", but they told me I was 5'1".
I'm 13 and a half stone.
I know, yeah. Well, there you go. I was just, yeah, but I'm a girl and I'm much smaller than you.
Well, I'm almost wearing Spanx.
Yeah.
Things are getting bad in that department.
Spanx.
Well, I know.
Yeah. Anyway, so over the course of 4 weeks, I lost 1 stone, 1 pound. So that's 15 pounds.
Well, that's very good because you lost it gradually then.
I lost, well, the first 2 weeks, 4 pounds, third week, 4 pounds,
yeah.
And the last week, 3 pounds. Now, the last week was particularly hard because it was full on with work. So you're trying to work, you're trying to do the plan, you have a target of 2 pounds to lose. And particularly with women, you know, their bodies, it kind of plateaus for a while, especially when you've lost so much so quickly. And I could see, and I wasn't coming down, I was like half a pound down. I was going, I ought to be standing up in my knickers in front of everybody and I'm not going to hit the target.
No, you hang on a second.
And Catherine
now.
Thomas
Hold
is
on.
Going to be there in her high heels.
Now, hang on
and
a
she's
second.
Going to look lovely.
You chickened out because I saw one or two of the weigh-ins.
Yeah.
And you weren't standing there in your knickers at all.
Well, no, I was in the Lycra.
Yeah, but you had something
top. On. Yeah.
Why would you not bear it all?
But sure, what's the point?
Because people are nosy and they want to see.
Yeah, I know. I was shown enough. I mean, I showed the kitchen. I showed Harvey. <you know? laughs> I showed the makeup. I showed myself eating. I showed enough
were
of myself.
Were you embarrassed?
Well, I don't think. Would you like to go there in a belly top? Or would, you know, particularly
would
the guys.
Would
were
I stand
in
there in a
show?
Pair of swimming togs?
Yeah.
In this, what do they call them? The budgie smugglers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
I don't think you would.
Why not? Do you not remember I went on that naked flight?
No.
Yeah, over to Finland one time I flew. Everybody on the plane was naked, including the pilot.
I remember that.
Yeah, yeah, including the pilot.
And you were naked?
Completely naked throughout the whole flight. Yeah,
it.
Yeah, throughout the whole flight. She was in the Star or something.
Yeah,
it was a picture.
I don't
believe
it.
Look, go and do a little Google search. You'll see it.
That. Anyway, yeah. So basically, I gave so much of myself. I wasn't going to do. And I mean, everybody has their own thing and their own limits. I think Elaine Crowley said she wasn't getting in the water. And that was her thing. She wasn't going swimming. So I said, I'm not going to wear it. You know, you had a choice.
But
it
why?
Wasn't like, it wasn't like they said you have to wear
it. No, but
this.
I'm asking you why.
Because I'd be self-conscious. You know, I mean,
you're. Why would you go on the programme in the first place if you're going to be self-conscious? I mean, the whole programme is about that you need to lose a little bit of weight.
Yes.
So.
Well, I went on the programme for a couple of reasons.
They didn't ring me and ask me to go on it.
Well, you don't need to lose as much
weight. I'm 10 kilos overweight.
Yeah, but that's.
I had all those health checks.
Yeah, I know, but still. But basically, for me, I just heard Mimi, right?
You're not going to play that nose thing you used to play.
I just turned 50 and I thought, you know what? I need to do something. So I was in that frame of mind anyway.
Mm.
And then I was chatting to, obviously, the kids because it's a huge intrusion on everybody's life. And they said, go on, Mum, you'd be a great leader. So it's not so much about losing weight yourself. It's about leading a group and maybe following people and giving people, I suppose, not the inspiration because that sounds a bit cheesy, but giving them the will to follow you, to follow your meal plan, to do it right. So that role actually really appealed to me. So that's one of the reasons I did it. And people are talking to me and they're going, aren't you great, aren't you great? And I'm going, I just lost a few pounds that I needed to lose.
No, you are
I did
great.
Not win a medal in the Olympics. I did not win a PPI award,
yep.
Like somebody I know sitting across from me.
Yeah, well, I'm going to talk. I'm going to blow my own trumpet now in just a moment,
yeah, please
Brenda.
Do.
And everybody else's trumpet are going to be collectively blown. Speaking of which,
yes.
You never mentioned my...
Your outfit.
Thank you very much.
Look, we're on radio.
I know.
You're talking about people kind of thinking they're not on telly.
Yeah.
You're on radio. There's no need for that suit. You should have come in nice and casual.
Do you like it?
I love it. It's
Gurren
beautiful.
Is my favourite colour.
It is a beautiful colour. It's an expensive suit.
Coffee was
is
here.
It?
Well, I wouldn't say it's an expensive suit,
yeah.
But it's a suit.
Yeah.
But anyway, I want to
Why?
Tell you
for
a story.
Me?
Because
mm-hmm.
When I went in to get it, I had seen it and I thought, I'm going in to get that suit. And I went in and when I marched over to where they sell the suits, there was a man and a woman. I thought, hope that woman doesn't serve me. First
what
thing that
mean?
Came to my head. I didn't want, I was going over to buy it and this probably is sexist, but I just didn't want her to be
my
taking
God,
my inside
he's turning
leg.
Into Donald Trump. Go
I
on.
I didn't want her taking my inside leg.
You mean what? You would get too excited?
Not at all. No. She mightn't give it back.
Yeah.
No, I just didn't fancy the idea of it. I mean, would you like a man coming along and telling you, you know, what underwear to buy and all that to advise you?
I would,
kind of
yeah.
Stuff? Yeah, you would not.
It depends.
But at the same time, I felt uncomfortable. And it's a bit like when you're getting your hair cut done as well. When you go to the barbers, if there's a female barber there or a male barber there, I prefer the man to cut my hair.
Look, you've hit on something, and it's really it's prevalent in the service industry. I mean, I know myself, if you go in to the hairdressers or whatever, and you're looking at the different people who are serving you, and you're going, I really want this lady here, but I'm looking at the way the rota is going, I could end up with the other lady.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do?
Well, what
are
do
you
do?
Rude and say, thanks very much, but I'm waiting for this person, and you're insulting the other person's skill level? Or do you think, well, actually, I'm just using the hair as an example, that this other person would do a much better job on my hair, and I'm going to be selfish and to hell with being rude to somebody. See, we're Irish, we don't like kind of, you know, it's a difficult one, but a very common one, a very common one.
Do you remember when the crash came?
Is it not over?
Well, when it came first back, many years ago, I changed my hairdressers because I didn't have to give as much of a tip to the new hairdresser. They didn't have the same expectations.
Right.
So with a new hairdresser came a saving in tips.
Right. And that's
why
that
was a good
changed.
Idea, wasn't it?
Yeah, and did they both give the same quality hairstyle?
I got a better haircut from the second person as an
Abby. Very careful.
Anyway,
riot.
Brenda's with us. So you're happy you did it?
I am. Do you know what? I'm genuinely delighted I did it. Of course, like everybody, you'd have reservations from it. But people have been amazing. Great public support. You'd great backup. Derek, with the experts there, with Carl Henry, Aoife on the food. She was really my saviour because she came down and sorted out the whole planning and everything. Everybody kind of got behind you. I didn't really hear anything negative. All I heard was, well done, keep it up. The only problem now is that the programme's over. Everybody's gone from, isn't it great, well done, to, now keep it off. Whatever you do now, don't go back.
Well, good
so
for
you
them.
Feel that
and good
pressure.
For you.
But,
congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you very
well
much.
Well done. And can I say congratulations to a lot of our colleagues here at RTE, because the PPI Radio Awards took place last night in County Kilkenny. 38 awards in total, and RTE did very, very well indeed. I'll just name off some of the Dave Fanning. He was inducted, sucked into the PPI Hall of Fame. Good man, Dave Fanning. News programme, Morning Ireland, won a big dong, gong. The documentary on One, An Open Verdict, RT Radio 1, that got an award. Short feature, Who Took Mom to the Prom, RT Radio 1, congratulations. News reporter, Justine McCarthy on RT Radio, well done, Justine. Blonigny Coffee, Rajan the Gaeltachta, for Irish language programs, well done. Colm O'Regan, once a world sideline productions for RT Radio 1, he won one. Then whatever. Anyway, station imaging, RTE 2FM. And last, but by no means least, the Dawn Chorus, RT Radio 1, hooray!
Yay.
The bigger fanfare than that. Yeah, even bigger than that. I don't know.
Have you got
that? That sounds quite royal and regal and queenish. That'll do.
Follow us on Twitter at RTE Mooney.